Good evening, everybody, and welcome back for another Big Gay Date. I'm Dave Mosley.
I'm Carl Skeens.
And tonight we are watching A Tale as Old as Time, the original 1991 Walt Disney animated classic Beauty and the Beast.
It's a feel-good. It's a feel-good. I mean, and then when Gaston dies, spoiler alerts, that shit's pretty gruesome. It's kind of scary for a kid. It's not quite hanging silhouette like in Tarzan, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a good ending.
I don't remember much about this movie, honestly.
It's not quite. We're gonna skewer Ursula with the front end of a ship.
Yeah, Disney used to be pretty fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
Did you? And let's go off on a tangent immediately. Saw one of those lists floating around of. Times that Disney movies were way more hardcore than you realized, and I remembered a movie called The Black Cauldron that I had completely forgotten about. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Where there's like a animal sacrifice or something in there and shit. Like, I don't know. It's fucking weird, man.
Yeah, bro. I mean, we've talked about Song of the South in the past. Black Cauldron's pretty crazy. Yeah, Tarzan. Tarzan will fuck you up, though.
Mm-hmm. So this was the second Disney movie to utilize the there's a special camera technique where you
the paint the glass one.
No, it's like a it's like a digital version of that.
Okay, because it looks very reminiscent of those shots from back in the day on the paint from like the Snow White era,
but way cleaner, obviously.
Yes,
I think Rescuers Down Under was the first one, and then this was the first the next one to kind of completely utilize it.
Rescuers Down Under wasn't the one with the naked lady in the window in that scene, right? What was the...
Was that Basil the Mouse Detective or something? Or were the original Rescuers? Oh, wait, no, the original Rescuers has the tits. The
it was the English one, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, that was the tits.
Yeah. That was the tits, bro. I'm just looking at how, for a 1991 animated movie, and I guess it's been digitally buffed up and everything, but
it's really pretty.
This is a clean looking movie already.
It looks like we're looking at a real stained glass on your big ass TV.
Yeah.
and we go back to pretty normal.
I mean
it's still pretty, but
it is, but definitely look at the painting on that windowsill and shit. I don't know. I don't know what good I mean, this is still, like, good animation, you know. I see, like, the animated DC movies and shit that come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how do animated movies look like this in 2016?
Honestly, all the background, like, the matte paintings in Hunchback were amazing. Hunchback has some amazing animation in it.
When was Hunchback? 97? Something like that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely after this.
Yeah.
But before Atlantis, which was also good. God, Disney, know how to get you.
This was after The Little Mermaid and before The Lion King. So I think that was like their big three. Whereas like one after the other, they had pretty solid hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
89 for Little Mermaid, 91 for this, 93 for Lion King.
Are you jazzed about the not live action but live action Lion King?
Oh, could not give less of a shit.
No. Oh, man. I watched The Jungle Book, and surprisingly, I actually enjoyed it.
I think Tara said it wasn't as bad. Oh, wait, no, she was thinking of Pete's Dragon. I'm sorry.
I just watched that the other day on Netflix. That was actually not bad either.
Okay.
I expected it to be horrible.
And this looks like wank in all the trailers, the live-action Beauty and the Beast, but it's made $900 million, so...
Yeah, it's made all the money in the world. Yeah. But the live action or fake live, not really all CG except for Little Mowgli. Jungle Book.
And a green screen.
Yeah, that was actually really good. So I'm super excited with The Lion King. And we have Donald Glover as Simba because JTT is out of the question. But James Earl Jones is back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
If Jeremy Irons does not come back to be Scar.
Oh. I hope he does, just so that people have to interview Matthew Broderick and be like, so why didn't they bring you back?
Well, if Jeremy Irons doesn't come back as Scar, what's his name?
Nathan Lane as Timon.
Oh, God.
Because the guy who played Pumbaa died, I think.
Yeah, I think they've already cast Nathan Lane. They've already, not Nathan Lane, they've already cast Timon and Pumbaa.
No. Could you get? Oh, is it like Seth Rogen and something? Did I hear that? Am I making that up right now? Is Seth Rogen?
I don't know, but
Pumbaa?
Even if that is not the case, that sounds like it would be
right.
Place.
Yeah, like just like all the adults know they're like two stoners basically, but all the kids are just loving the silly voices. Because yeah, Seth Rogen, you could kind of see him as a Pumbaa.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally.
If that hasn't happened, that has to happen. Right
Pumbaa Tokes.
Yeah.
Pumbaa Tokes.
So, what are we doing? This is a audio commentary for movies that we had nothing to do with. So we're going to be drinking along and commenting on the movie, offering our insightful thoughts that people didn't ask for.
Tonight, I'm drinking Red Stripe, and you were drinking
it's a wine, because I figured, like, French movie, I should class it up with some wine. Now, it's a Chardonnay from California, but it does the job.
And where did they make this?
I mean, the movie's made in California, so I guess.
Hey, I mean, it still fits.
Yeah.
It still fits.
But I just figured, yeah, let's class this up with a French movie, kind of, set in France. Let's drink some wine and see if it's a different experience to me, because I'm usually on the Bud Light, but not opposed to mixing it up.
I got kind of drunky pants watching Amelie the other night on a bottle of wine, and it was good. It was good. How does that
get? No, it's not good, this wine.
That. It looks like it's not enjoyable.
Oh. This is like aliens' blood. Like, I just feel it dissolving.
Aliens' blood.
Yeah, I can feel it just like hissing through my my chest. Like,
that reminds me. Did you see the ad for the commercial for the new Frozen holiday movie?
Yeah, a trailer for a short.
Yeah, where,
stay rich, Disney.
But Olaf eats a steaming fruitcake, and then it immediately falls out of his ass because it melts right through his body. And Anna's like, ugh.
Oh, this just goes right through me.
I mean, it's good that we can get, like, very, like, girl-centric Disney movies that still make poop jokes.
Yeah.
It's good that Disney's starting to realize little girls appreciate that shit, too.
God, there's so much of this movie I don't remember.
Yeah, Gaston, what are you thinking? Look at that, though. That's like Tiger Woods status. That's like getting off the 18th hole and there's a bus full of Swedish broads. Like, that's... Bro, what are you doing? You can't read, so Belle's not into that shit, and you got these three hotties behind you. I'm almost 99% sure those girls would take shifts and be fine.
Can fucking do an Assassin's Creed over the shit. Catch up with her. Oh, well, this wine was a mistake from the start, but I'm going to power through because it's not that long a movie.
You got to power through.
Although I thought, like most Disney movies, I thought Disney animated movies were like 65 minutes and shit, but this is like a solid 85, so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try my best, but things might get pretty bad pretty quick.
Yeah. What are you drinking for shots tonight?
Good question. I did find something. I just found what is probably the gayest drink I still have left. It's Kinky Pink Passion Fruit Liqueur.
Ooh, are we giving foot rubs?
I love how you get... there's an audible... there's an audible excitement in your voice there. Ooh, Kinky Pink. Ooh.
Well, that means I can...
Saucy Minx.
I mean, it's... Yeah, but
well,
you have
a selection of more manly whiskeys and bourbons on display here, I think, so...
I only one man. Then I also have the Amore Amaretto liqueur, which is not manly at all. But then I also brought Southern Comfort, because here in America we drink away our sorrows.
Are we in the south of France? Can we spin it that way that we can drink that, or...?
Sure. I mean, we can drink the Amore because it sounds
roughly
Italian, and
that's easier
in Europe.
Let's do that then.
Mm-hmm. And then I can save the Southern Comfort for my coffee and my tea and
a nightcap
to water down my water.
See, I thought, like, And this is shows how long it's been since I've seen this movie. And I've never seen the musical version or anything. You ever seen that or like the Disney show they do,
like the Broadway show,
either anything
yes.
at all? Like
I've seen the Broadway show on tape, the Disney show in person, and they're both good to take your kids to.
Okay. Because I have not seen either, so my memory of the movie is like 20 years. Fuck, how old is this movie now? 25 years?
Old as
years.
Shit.
Yeah. Tale as old as shit. It's been probably about 25 years since I've seen this movie, and I seem to think the movie started with her dad being kidnapped, and he was gone, and I guess she grew up without him. Like, I'm just making that up, I think.
Yeah, this is just the filler to get us to that point in the story, but because it's just the filler, it's never the part you remember.
Yeah, I thought he was gone for years, and then when she stumbles across him in the castle, it's like a big revelation or whatever, but apparently not. It's a minor footnote.
Yeah, he goes out and gets locked up, and then she goes looking for him, and the beast saves her from the wolves, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm like...
The wolves chase him into the castle, and then don't they do the same to her? Oh, fuck, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the beast had to shit. The beast place. Beats the shit out of some wolves at one point and gets kind of fucked up himself.
Mm-hmm. God, her dad looks like every Disney father ever.
Yeah, man.
But Bella's the first brunette.
And
princess.
That horse looks exactly like every character Disney horse or
every
moose.
Disney fucking horse, yeah. Stick with what works. Oh, why the long face?
Yeah, you put some antlers on him and that is Finn.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, because he's a horse. I get it.
Thank you. Welcome back. I love how the horse actually tried to fix shit there. Like, this is cool to see, honestly. For such an old movie, I completely forgot that there was really good camera tracking for a lot of these shots to give it more of a depth and whatnot.
Yeah.
And this was, like I said, this was the first... I can't remember the name of the system, but it was created especially for... Disney, and there's only one left now in the world. Like, they dismantled it because it was, well, for one, 2D animation completely disappeared, and I guess it was too expensive to kind of upkeep it. You'd think a system like that you would keep in a, you know, hit for historical significance or something. Apparently not. It's it scans every frame to a like 2K resolution, which is barely above HD, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see how we could ever get a 4K release of this movie, or an IMAX, which it did. It did release an IMAX recently, or not recently, a way back, as like a re-release or something.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, like, I don't get how you can do that.
No, okay, these hand-drawn animated movies went by the wayside because people... can use computers and save time. But a movie like Toy Story takes years, right? A movie, not just I'm a pump out a CG short, you know? But like these Pixar like iconic CG movies took time and took teams and teams of people. What is the, and that is not cheap. People that know how to do that. So what is the, but like a movie for this versus a movie like Toy Story, what is the, what is more time-consuming and cost more money, you know?
I feel like this is a more time-consuming movie. It was cheaper doing it by computer. That was another big advantage of that program, is that you could digitally color all the frames, and you could add, like, gradients and all that kind of shit. So before this, it was very... And this is why the colors... this is why the colors look a little better than something like Little Mermaid, which is a lot more flat and everything. And I think it goes better in Aladdin and whatnot. But yeah, that saved a lot of money because you didn't have to pay for all the paints and the time-consuming process of having to draw it onto those films and then, you know, that special paint from the one side and everything. I still feel like computer-generated animation is faster, because otherwise they would not have pushed it as hard as they did in the late 90s.
Absolutely.
Because when was Toy Story? 95, 96?
Well, and you also got to think, like, they had to spend so much time for those. Even Monsters, Inc., how much time did they spend perfecting Sully's hair?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean...
But now those technologies are, like, already... Now they've perfected those technologies for the most part, I guess.
There's very little improvement still to make now with those. I mean, you can always improve it, but... this movie took a long time to break the story, I remember. This was like 15 years in the making or something. Jeez. So much longer than most animated movies.
See, okay, you can buy the Lumiere and the Cogsworth and the Chip and Mrs. Potts at Disney, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all like smiling.
Are those his insides falling out just there?
Yes, and he is...
And he's fine with it.
Yeah, I assume he picked him up during that really quick cutaway.
Yeah.
Because they are no longer there, and he's now bleeding out. But I don't want a Lumiere that's grilling me like people aren't there. I want one that's giving you the side eye like they were when he first walked in.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, what's the point in this clock if it's only ever going to show the same time purely for the visual gag of someone having a mustache?
And is it's that...
A broken clock is only right twice a day.
Yeah. Is that the time that they all got changed?
Ooh. That would be awfully convenient, because can you imagine if... can you imagine if it was like, you know... straight up 2 o'clock in the morning or something. Like what that guy's mustache looks like for the rest of his days. I presume you've read about all the different fan theories and everything and all the plot holes in this movie.
Enlighten me, sir.
That, the issue being, we just heard in the blibbity blue. Oh, actually, no, I think it's during the song Be Our Guest or whatever. Lumiere alludes to the fact that they've been cursed for 10 years. And that means that the prince was like 13 when he got cursed. But there's pictures of him all around the place as an adult.
How old is Belle?
It's a Disney movie. She's a Disney princess, so I'm going to say 14.
Okay, so since the pictures around the castle are him as an adult, I'm going to assume he was not 13. Mm-hmm. You don't hit a growth spurt that fucking awesome at that age.
Yeah.
So let's just say he was an adult. So he, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Adult, 18 years old. You've been the Beast for 10 years. Yeah, you've been the Beast, but you're now 28.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 14.
It's still not right.
Yeah.
Even 16. It's still a little weird. But the problem people have with the movie is that everyone else is like not aging, basically. Like,
Mrs. Potts isn't dead.
Yeah. Chip is like a kid. Like, either a kid got turned into a cup, which is fucking horrifying, honestly, or... two cups had sex and made a baby cup? Like,
yeah.
What's the more ludicrous of those two
scenarios? And what does he do about puberty?
Happens when a cup goes through puberty?
Well, I would like to assume that when the cup masturbates, it bubbles up like it does.
Like it throths.
Yeah. What are you doing? Nothing.
Don't come in here. So there's a big discrepancy of like, okay, well, is time frozen in the castle, but then, like, why don't people remember and shit? Also, no one seems to fucking care about the fact there's a massive, scary castle at the end of this beautiful, very English-looking village.
Well, I mean, nobody cared in Edward Scissorhands either.
That's true. Which was before or after this?
I don't know.
Maybe a tie.
Yeah.
Somebody came up with a theory, though, that kind of explains that away, and they said that the whole town is cursed. So, let's imagine he was 23 when he got cursed, and, you know, Mrs. Potts had a kid, and all the servants there got turned into shit, and they just kind of didn't age over 10 years. Like, yeah, he's been cursed for 10 years, but he's been stuck in like a time.
This is like a super long summer for them.
Yeah, and but the idea is that everybody in the town is also cursed.
So Gaston, there's no, he can't grow as a person. He is doomed to be an asshole.
Yeah,
for the last decade.
Yeah, which, I mean, you know, with Gaston, we have no idea why everybody fucking loves him. What's he done that's so great? Because he seems like a dick, you know? Yeah. And over 10 years, you might imagine that kind of grating on you. So, imagine, yeah. Like, let's imagine he did something really fucking awesome right before the curse hit, and then everybody just remembers him doing that, and they don't remember that for the last 10 years he's just been riding that wave. The same thing over and over again.
Kind of like Family Guy, but yeah, they ride that shit well. I love me some Family Guy, but it really is beating that horse has been dead for years, and we all keep coming back
for another slice of horse.
It's good. Horse is amazing.
So yeah, there's definitely a timeline discrepancy with this movie, but Reddit, thank God, bless them, have jumped into it and wished it away with their fan theories.
Either they just shrunk a little bit as they were taking those like the steps from the foreground of that shot, the gate, or they just shrunk on their way to that gate. There's no way around it. Or maybe that horse takes obnoxiously long strides, but I doubt it. Isn't that all you want? You just want somebody to complain with?
Right.
Like Sherlock and Watson.
Well, the two old Muppet guys.
Yeah, yeah. I was watching Mike Birbiglia recently talking about his Netflix special, and he was talking about doing an event with the Muppets. He had to go do stand-up. And the Muppets were working the same event in Canada. And he goes out and those two old guy Muppets are there. And they heckled him. And it threw him off because he'd never been pre-heckled, like, before he even walked out on stage. So he walks out on stage without his stool. And he has to have his stool and mic stand. Uh-huh. So he walks out on stage without his, like, stool and shit. And just on mic, he just goes, "Oh, shit." He cursed on the Muppet Show. And then he leaves stage. And for all the people, until he comes back on stage, all the people in the audience, did the old guys just introduce him so that he could walk on stage, say, "Oh shit," and walk off on the Muppet Show? And then afterwards, fucking, I think it was Fozzie Bear, definitely not Kermit. Fozzie Bear came up and consoled him. And, like, the dude with Fozzie Bear came up and let Fozzie Bear, as Fozzie Bear, console him and tell him it's not the end.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Whoa. Bruh, you're at, like, a 13. You could be at, like, a 8, maybe.
Yeah, this situation calls for an 8. Yeah, the most.
This situation calls for, like, tea and maybe cookies if you got them.
So, you haven't seen the new Beauty and the Beast movie, right? You have any intention of watching it?
Yeah.
I do not.
I mean,
because not even just the fact of, like, I know the story, I don't need to see it again. But also, I just cannot get past what the Beast looks like in that movie. Compared to this guy, which is like a really cool mix of boar and wolf and bear and all these kinds of things. When I see the one in the movie, it just looks so goofy because it's computer generated.
Yeah.
And having watched, you know, shows like Face Off where they create these big monstrosities in like a weekend,
or even seeing movies like Underworld where werewolves look awesome.
Guardians of the Galaxy has some incredible physical makeup effects. Fucking the new Star Wars pushing for physical effects and stuff.
Oh yeah,
I don't get how we could not have had a better looking Beast that was prosthetic and really allowed the actors' emotions to come through.
Yeah, there was no big, until the end, there's no big transformation scene.
Yeah.
You know, you totally could have gotten away with prosthetics. Or, if not just straight prosthetics, maybe pull a Hellboy like they do for some of the creatures, where it's prosthetics that are accentuated with some CG.
Yeah, you
absolutely. Know, like that I could totally go with.
I totally get that scene needing that. But mm-hmm. a full beast walking around, like, I would rather fucking go and see the beast in Magic Kingdom than the watch that movie. Like,
the big, fuzzy, adorable beast.
Yeah, with, like, the dead, stoned eyes and shit. I would much rather watch a movie where that guy tries to seduce Emma Watson than mm-hmm. see the little skinny ram fucking thing that's on the screen in the movie. That is a sinister hallway. I don't know why you thought that was a smart idea at any point in your life. What's your favorite part of the movie, by the way? We talked about shots. We didn't talk about when we're going to do them.
I'm going to have to go for Be Our Guest.
Okay. That's fair. I will go for the scene when they're doing the dance, the Beauty and the Beast, the title song, with the
CG library.
The CG library and this iconic sweeping shots and everything. Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to look amazing.
Yeah.
On this remastered, and it's probably going to look great.
Let's really build it up in our heads, and then when it comes,
yeah,
let's just shit all over it. Speaking of the new movie as well, there's a deleted scene, which, because, and this is another thing, you know, all of these, okay, Lumiere, Cogsworth, Miss Potts, we get that they are servants and they got cursed along with the beast, but all the fucking, cups and plates in the Be Our Guest scene, are they also servants? Like, how many fucking servants does this guy have?
If it's sentient and walks around, yeah,
it's a
totally.
Servant that got turned into something.
Absolutely.
That's the plan?
Yeah.
That's an insane amount. Let's fucking see when we see your...
Well, yeah. Except for the ottoman. That's a dog.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got other animals.
That are incredibly well-trained enough to pull off a Broadway synchronized dance number.
It's a Disney movie.
I mean...
Okay, in Disney movies, you can sing, and like a battalion of fucking birds will show up and harmonize with you. So,
okay, so cursed birds we're coming for.
I mean, and what the fuck are these animals on the back? But what is the thing on the left? Is that
what's up with these chicks? Still fucking, they are not taking a hint. Like Gaston's just pining after this one chick who's been gone. Meanwhile, these three Swedish broads are like, basically their mouths are just hanging open.
What do you know about being tempted to that level? Are these pirates? They look like pirates.
Right.
Seems like a very landlocked country.
You know what I would have liked, actually, in the new movie? There was a Sven mounted in the background of this scene.
There was?
If
there
was, there really should have been. And this is why Disney won't let me work for them. I'd just be like, yeah, if that was Pumbaa or something, like on the left, on the right there, that warthog or that boar.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much scope here for like classic Disney animals to be represented. And you could do it in a subtle enough way where it's like, it still reads as it.
Well, I mean, Finding Nemo like sea creatures show up in like aquariums and other Pixar movies.
Yeah.
How soon is the aquarium going to be a lobster aquarium and like a Red Lobster?
Yeah. How Pixar have like a little tease of each new movie they're doing. How about if in the new Beauty and the Beast we had on the wall there fucking Baloo's head from the remastered Jungle Book?
yeah. See, never, and it wouldn't have been obvious. Nobody would have known.
And all you need is somebody like a few years from now just to be like, yeah, we use the same computer model, so that's actually Baloo's head, and that's all I need. I don't need him to be, like, fucking joining into the song and shit with Bill Murray's voice or whatever, but just give me enough to, like, just so I know.
Yeah.
Like, if you were friends with the CGI act director on there, it's like, hey, that bear. Yes,
but if all those severed heads did join in on, like, the last chorus of this song.
Oh, be some Evil Dead shit right there.
It's like eight heads in a duffel bag.
Have you seen, have you been to Gaston's Tavern in Magic Kingdom?
Uh-huh.
That chair is actually pretty accurate, I guess. It's kind of fun to sit in.
Yeah. Man, we need to go back to Disney. We definitely did. Not Animal Kingdom.
No, not Animal Kingdom. Which, no, have I talked to you since we went there?
No, did you like it?
I fucking loved it, man. Yeah, we
I don't want to go back because of the lines. I do want to enjoy it.
I think our last episode actually was Avatar, so it's been a 4-week break we took. But we watched Avatar so that we could get familiar with the new world that's coming to Animal Kingdom in Orlando, and I went over there for a preview 2 days before it opened. And holy fuck, man, it's an awesome place.
You loved it? It was great?
Yeah, the ride, the Flights of Passage ride where you ride the Banshee is hands down the most technologically advanced ride, I think, in town right now. There's a lot of cool little tricks happening.
I wonder how long it'll keep that. I mean, Spider-Man held that place for a good little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder how long that's going to be the thing, or how quick will it take the other kids in town to assert the dominance.
It is an
endless flexing of muscle.
Yeah, it's just I was going to say it's there's one table, and Disney and Universal just at each end just keep whipping out bigger dicks, basically.
Yeah,
dropping them on.
Because there is enough money in town with all the tourists for money to go around to both of them. Like, there is not really the rivalry that is propagated on social media is literally just employees.
It's just cast members.
It's Uni and Disney cast members that are just elitist. But the companies themselves, it definitely feels like a... they don't talk shit during traditions about Uni like Universal talks shit about Disney during their traditions.
Yeah. Of course, Disney are really down on attendance right now. Did you read the article in the Orlando Sentinel? And by article, I mean opinion piece.
Were you seething
up
as well, everyone else was? Yeah, that was. I don't understand how it got that far.
It's an opinion piece, so it's kind of like everybody is entitled to their opinion is kind of the angle they're going for. But, Orlando is not having any of it. There's an article coming around, we're now 3 days after the Pulse anniversary, and it's hypothesizing that Disney's attendance is down because for the last year, Orlando has suddenly become super gay.
Orlando's always been super gay.
Breaking news, CNN. But that people think that the... basically, everybody who's not turned up to Disney in the last year is not people who've been priced out in the market by the price increases or just kind of a lackadaisical response to everything they've had prior to Avatar. It's just been all the super Christians who don't want to catch the gay from the parks.
Yeah.
And it's there is such a bullshit article that,
Yeah, and honestly...
You need to get two paragraphs in before you're like... Oh, fuck no.
But Uni's attendance wasn't down. And they are hugging on the gay just as much as Disney and everybody else in town is, so that's not a valid...
They've got just as many cocks in their mouths as Disney
does. Yeah. So, it has nothing to do with hugging the gay. It has everything to do with the price increases and everything that you previously mentioned.
It is absolutely just a provocative, let me just stir some shit up here. There's one
guy. That dude got a fuck ton of shares out of it. If that's what he was going for, then, hey, man, Tommy Lahren's got a career, even if I personally think she's dumber than a box of rocks. But she's got... clearly, that girl's doing something right. So go ahead and rock your counter super shitty and offensive opinion.
Yeah.
You have a right to have that opinion.
And I have a right not to read the Orlando Sentinel.
Yep, we all have a right to have our opinions as well about your shitty piece.
But I tell you what, this evening in the offices of the Orlando Weekly, oh my God, what a circle jerk that must have been. What a gift from the gods for your competing newspaper or website to just drop the ball so heavily.
Guys, we can have real content and it doesn't even have to do with an event.
Yeah.
That never happens for them.
Oh, man.
They were the good guy in that scenario. They're always kind of neutral.
You just got to sweep in and just take all the glory.
Way to go for the assist.
It's in these situations, somebody is always it's one of those things where somebody is fucked up so bad previously And they're like, this can't get any... nobody could do a worse job than us. And then Orlando Sentinel comes in and just like, hold my beer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get, like, they... As a and as a like news outlet, you're supposed to be unbiased. Like Fox, everyone calls them a news station, but even they admit to the fact that no, we're like 90% of opinion pieces and like 10% news.
And they dropped their fair and balanced like slogan like this week.
Yeah, but
we're just like straight up, just like yeah, we know we're not
with a newspaper with a fleet of journalists. It is supposed to be fair and unbiased and have different mm-hmm. views. So I understand why you had to allow someone to have the, those views, but you didn't have to give them that many words. You didn't have to give it that. For real.
That's what the comment section is for.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think it needed to be. Publishing
you have an editor-in-chief for a reason.
Yeah. Publishing it as an article was definitely just like a, let me see what kind of reaction I get from the community, which, I mean... there has to be no way that that guy posted that thinking like, well, this will go well.
No, but I mean, pushing people's buttons, I'm not going to say he's a professional troll because he really reads like those may be his actual, like real opinions.
Uh-huh.
But when you have very counter opinions and you go spouting them in a place where you know everyone else disagrees with you,
yeah,
you're going there to push some buttons.
Yeah, you can shout it into the wind or you can really target it to somewhere where you know it's going to get a reaction from
someone. He could have told a bunch of conservative families, hey, you guys don't go to Florida because they're gaying it up, but you telling the people in the city that, you know, like, that is y'all's fault because of this shooting that was totally terrorism and had nothing to do with gay people. Mm-hmm. If it had nothing to do with gay people, you wouldn't have went to a gay club and killed 49 gay people. Like, that's... It can be a... okay, and I get, like, the terrorism versus, like, it being a hate crime or, like, two very, like, big arguments going on, but in my eyes, it can be both.
Fuck was going on just there right now behind that curtain.
Oh yeah, how were they getting down?
There was a lot of oh no, oh no, and a lot of Lumiere going oh yes, oh yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
but yeah, like
that's too many kids. All those cops. That's too many kids,
especially for Mrs. Potts. That lady's a little old.
A litter of cops.
Uh-huh.
This is like 101 Dalmatians.
She's like Octomom.
Oh my god. Sorry, I keep cutting you off because we're seeing so much shit right now on the screen.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine. But it can be both.
Yeah.
It can be both. You can have the... It's not one or the other. Hate crimes, terrorism, like, these are all, like, things that are valid topics that need to be talked about. It does mm-hmm. not have to be one or the other. Don't tell me that it was not a hate crime. That shit... You weren't here for that, you know? Like... Mm-hmm. Those of us that were here and felt like you lived in a different town
mm-hmm.
for a while, like that, man, it's different. It's different when it's on the news. And did you go to any of the anniversary things this year?
I did not. No, I didn't go downtown. I took a little moment to, you know, read everything that was going on, mm-hmm. what people were doing at Lake Eola and everything.
I think everybody had a sad morning in town, even if you... Didn't
go. Like a little on edge and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but it was really pretty. It was really pretty. I went with a couple homies, all people that are super like on top of their shit and don't get like emotional. And everybody's like bawling their eyes out. It's a candle. You can't not.
Yeah. So anyway, fuck that guy, the Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah, fuck that douchebag. Way to go, Orlando Weekly. You guys get the fucking gold star of the week.
MVPs. Let's take a shot of what we're doing. The D'Amour?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like Lumiere would drink it.
Yeah.
It sounds like he would roofie the ostrich feather duster with this.
Now, you've said the gray stuff at the Be Our Guest restaurant in Magic Kingdom is delicious. Do you know what exactly it is?
Yes. It is like this weird pureed, like cookies and cream thing, which would also you grind up Oreo cookies.
Okay.
That's imagine that, so it's but Oreo almost filling. Like a pudding. Yeah, it It's dank as shit. Okay. I would if we could make cake and put the gray stuff between every layer.
Okay.
I'd be willing to get the diabetes. Oh, he does tricks. I bet you he kills it on some card tricks. Cheers, sir.
Cheers to you. When we went to the Magic Kingdom, did we watch the 3D Disney movie in there, PhilharMagic?
We did not, because we were there late and just trying to eat ice cream.
That's right, yeah.
And get Coke rewards.
We had bigger plans, yeah. Which, by the way, fucking Coke rewards fucking canceled their program.
Bitches.
Yeah.
But honestly, even since we never got to use those caps, that was more. I have never had that much Disney ice cream and that much Disney ice cream in one day. I would have blown like $60 on ice cream.
Absolutely, we made it. We did good,
and we were just there for a night.
Yeah,
just killing it.
Only like 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's a 3D movie there where Donald Duck fucking falls through different dimensions and he ends up in all the different Disney movies and shit. Like he's flying on the magic carpet during A Whole New World, just like fucking shit up, basically, like the classic Disney scenes you remember.
Uh-huh.
And he turns up in the Be Our Guest thing. So it's cool. It's like Lumiere is a 3D character, and it's pretty much a good recreation of this, you know, with the dishes dancing around and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Except Donald's in the background just bumbling into shit like a bumpkin.
Donald's always kind of a bumpkin.
What's the most famous song in this movie? Is it Be Our Guest or is it Beauty and the Beast?
Okay. I think it is Be Our Guest.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty and the Beast is
a
very...
You can sing more of the words. More people know more of the words to Be Our Guest.
It's a very iconic song, but in the same way... A Whole New World is a very iconic song in Aladdin. Mm-hmm. If you ask someone to sing a song from Aladdin real quick, they're probably going to sing Prince Ali.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like...
That's fair.
The Angela Lansbury song is My Heart Will Go On. You know, this is that super fun scene before they all die when she's, like, doing point with no point shoes and shit.
Right.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you what. I use spraying champagne bottles as a prop as many fucking possible times as, like, the opportunity presents itself. They do not spray for nearly as long as they... And, I mean, I get, like, this is animated, but even, like, real ones in movies, they do not just shower.
Yeah, you get, like, a second of it, and then you're like, I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me.
Yeah, when you watch the dudes, like, on races, like, the person in, like, the first place that splashes, they get, like, a second and a half done.
Yeah.
you get a better, more consistent spray if you're willing to use, like, soda water and Mentos. She is like, look at that. Look at that face. Look at that face, Cogsworth. He knows she's flirting. He knows.
He's all loved up.
Mm-hmm.
Cogsworth, it's... Oh, fuck, I don't know the name of the guy. It's a really accomplished voice actor that does it. Like, he's done a lot of other Disney movies. He is in... he's in another... Fuck. I think he plays the bad guy in Hunchback of Notre Dame or something. But you know who auditioned for... Or they were trying to reach out for Cogsworth initially.
Who?
Our old, like, did you know it was supposed to be this person's favorite, Patrick Stewart.
What?
Yeah, because this was right around the time that he was, you know, very big in Star Trek Next Generation.
That's cool.
Yeah, but he couldn't do it because he was committed to that and it didn't work out. They also went to his BFF, Ian McKellen.
Both of those men.
Which I think it is Ian McKellen in the new movie, right?
Is it? I don't know.
I just know Ewan McGregor plays Lumiere.
Yes.
And I think it is Ian McKellen that is Cogsworth, actually. But yeah, they went to him initially for the animated version as well.
God.
Yeah.
She looks way more expressive right there than she did when she was just stumbling down those steps. She had fucking Disney princess distance shot, like dead eyes.
Bear in mind, it's only ever animated at a 2K resolution, which is not good.
Mm-hmm. That's a fierce little door handle. And that beast is why you can't have nice things. He just fucks shit up left and right. I bet you if Beast had a cell phone, it'd be smashed. Totally. Ooh, knocking shit over. He's gonna know. He's gonna know. She's like, ooh, who's that? You see the magician that did the video with the floating Beauty and the Beast rose?
No.
Holy shit, bro. It looks like CG, and the whole thing is...
Spoil shit for me. Like, how's it done? give us your magic insiders.
It's exactly how any levitation is done in real life.
The rose is standing on its tippy toes, you mean?
No, it's one of the other methods. Okay. But
magnets.
Yeah, it's totally magnets and a fan. Okay. That's exactly what's happening. But the rose floats. He fucking all the petals fall off. He floats all the individual petals up in the air as like a group. Oh my god, it's amazing. It's so good. Did you see Will Sci on Foolus doing the coin stuff with the rose petals?
For a long time,
or not Foolus, America's Got Talent.
I've not ever watched America's Got Talent. I'll do you one better. So.
Oh my god. Yeah,
I'll just wait for people like you to share the most interesting clips of those with me, and that's how I get my viewing of those shows.
There's a magician that went on recently and did something that was visually awesome. And it pissed off a bunch of magicians because they're like, oh, well, you can't do that in real life. Well, no, you can. You just have to carry the props with you. And they're like, well, he can't do it without his table. And I'm thinking, you can't do your illusion show without an 18-wheeler full of crates. So I don't see what you're bitching about. You know, like...
That'd be interesting if you could take, like... That'd be a fun show. Like, two magicians, no... gimmicks, like mm-hmm. You literally just put them on stage and see what they can do with like no props.
Uh-huh. My buddy John is doing a show for Fringe out in LA called Name This Magic Show, and it's him and three other. John's the guy that was the official magician of the Rose and Crown over at Epcot that had everyone thinking he was English.
Right.
Okay. So he's out in LA because he has been for years and he's amazing. But it's him and three. It's called Name This Magic Show, mm-hmm. And it is a magic battle. Him okay. And three other magicians come on stage, and they don't necessarily know what they're going to be doing. You just have to top the next guy, and at the end of it, the audience, like throughout the show, the audience gets to choose like who's winning and like places, and a new guy. They decide who the winner is.
It's just like a winner stays on kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that sounds really cool, like a rap battle, but for magicians. But you know what would be really awesome? Iron Chef for magicians.
Oh, my God.
Iron magicians. Can you imagine, like, two magicians come on stage, they got no idea what kind of trick they're supposed to perform, and then the secret prop is...
That's cool. Oh, so my buddy that you will meet him, you've met Joe, my magician friend.
I think we're drunk with him, yeah.
He's picking me up tonight from here.
Okay.
But I'm going on a road trip with him next
this
Thursday
is your,
or Friday.
New York trip.
Yeah, I was. We were coking and joking in the car last night and purchased the Darren Brown tickets.
Very nice.
We're doing a Sunday matinee, his last day.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So when it's fine-tuned, and he may film it.
Yeah, and we're going to try and catch Derek's show the day before if we can. Mm-hmm. we're hitting matinees, that there is no real, like, difference in ticket price. It's more, like, up at the front, you're paying buku bucks, like, past six rows back, you're paying, like, half that.
Sure.
So matinee doesn't really help. But we're doing it because we want to party in New York City at night, man. I don't want to spend my whole night, like, in line at a magic show.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy that shit and enjoy New York, man.
I enjoyed New York a few years ago.
I haven't been to New York in years. I'm so... And Joe's never even been on a fucking plane, much less never... He's from Chicago, so he understands what a city's like.
He knows what a plane is, right?
Yeah, he knows, like, planes, like, fly in the air and stuff, and you have to, like, stick your feet out in Fred Flintstone to get them to take off. But he's never been to, like, New York City, you know? And that's...
He's going to be like when Captain America wakes up at the end of the first Avenger.
Yeah, he's asking me, he's like, I want to see this, and I want to see this, and I want to see this. I'm like, bro, you were lucky we're going to matinees, because a lot of this shit is at opposite ends of the city. Like, I used to live in Atlantic City and take the train up.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Trying to hit all your spots in New York City in one day is like going to Disney and be like, oh, I can do all this shit in one day. I'll just spend the next 3 Universal. Yeah. No,
how big can this place really be?
yeah.
There won't be anybody there. It's a Tuesday, right?
Yeah. You can't do Epcot in less than a day and a half. You just, there's no way. But yeah, I get to go see Darren, and I am, and right now it's just us. I was hoping we
just
could,
you and Darren.
Well, I mean, me, Joe, and Darren. Bro, for real, I don't need.
He must be on the list of like top 10 cocks you would suck, right?
Okay, check it. I would pull a Darren Romeo if I could be on Darren Brown's level. I am a totally hetero dude that has like one girl on my mind, but goddamn it,
but how many guys are on your mind?
If Darren Brown could turn me into a miracle worker,
you'd perform some miracles on his
yeah,
cock.
Bro, I'd definitely slob some knob, maybe a little bit of tickles, I guess. I'm just excited. I don't need a picture. I don't need an autograph. I just want
to
be like,
And this is interesting because you're like so excited to see him, but you have met him before.
Yeah. But he wasn't working, and you don't really like other than, hey, I really enjoy your work. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Like you can't.
You don't want to kind of like pick his brain about shit when he's on, because he was on vacation at Universal.
He was on vacation with his boyfriend. I'm not going to get it. You're wearing a ball cap for a reason. I'm mm-hmm. not going to get it. You literally came in to buy a fire wallet from the magicians. That is the only reason that it was even able to, like, it was even okay to say, hey, I really, really like your work. Because
right.
If anybody's going to recognize him in this country, it's only going to be the magicians.
Yeah. Everyone else just thinks he's, like, Vin Diesel or something.
Yeah, or just a really well-put-together kind of rich English dude.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anyone. But yeah, man, I just want to see... It is his best-of show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it's his best-of show from all of his stage shows and maybe a little bit from all of his favorite televised non-stage shows.
Right.
Because, I mean, I just watched the Push episode again, where he was making people commit murders, and
just from planting the seed in their head of,
bro, I am
just obeying authority, right? That was the point of it. Yeah.
I'm ready for Darren Brown to blow my mind from six rows in front. I am,
and you're ready to blow six rows of Darren Brown.
Hey man, if that dude wants, a friend of mine just took him to the Met. Darren, if you want to go to the Met again, I'll take you to the Met. And by Met, I totally don't mean the museum.
I'm interested to know what the Met stands for in this analogy.
It's a magician friend took him to the Metropolitan Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Took him and his boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like literally today, actually. No, yesterday. And man, I know I'm not on that level with you, but I could be. It's all I'm saying. It's all I'm saying. That man's a miracle worker. If you're not watching Darren Brown, you should be. He's one of the UK's greatest exports.
So, Darren, if you want to go to the Male Engorgement Theater, Carl here has got your hookup.
Yo.
Say the word.
Yo. There just aren't that many. No matter what field you're in, when there's people at the top of their game in your field,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I'm fanboying about somebody that, like, 99% of the people that I know and are friends with would not even give a shit about. Because they don't understand, man. You get it.
I get it.
You get it.
I was there to watch his fucking Russian roulette scene live on TV. Like,
if he was close to our state, that is a show that you could not let your wife miss.
No, I would love to. I don't think she's ever seen a Darren. Oh no, wait, I have shown her the TV specials he does occasionally.
But you see a Darren Brown show live, you're immediately going to be judging every magic show and trick you see in the future against what you saw with Darren.
Yeah,
because he's that brilliant.
I mean, I used to think you were awesome, but then you showed me Darren Brown, and now. Why do you think I haven't been to your shows for a while?
Right? I thought it was because I wasn't doing anything new. Do you know Lucian, the juggler that juggles on the 10-foot unicycle and the ladder at Universal?
I don't, but I feel like I do from that description.
He also used to juggle at Artagon at the beginning of Beer Fest before he realized they couldn't pay him what he wanted.
Oh, okay.
We're doing our next two improv dates. We're booking next month's improv dates right now.
Cool.
And it's going to be us doing new things. I'm playing music and shit. We're doing, like, the mind reading, like, ukulele stuff.
Okay.
I'm doing a serious dick lift now.
Now, what is a serious dick lift? Is it going to be, like, what music are you playing?
It is another mashup.
Okay.
But it is, I will let you hear it after we finish this.
Okay.
But it is the music of Portishead Rhodes,
okay,
and the vocals of James Brown's I Feel Good, but with the song that it's mashed up to, it doesn't sound like James Brown is singing happily I Feel Good. It sounds like he's about to cry and he's literally lying to you and, like, choking back tears.
Okay.
So basically what it enables me to do is strip and put my clothes on a fucking hanger and still get all the reactions, but without having to ham it up and lose a tie, a pair of tights, and a pair of underwear every show. Because I drape that shit around, like, dudes' necks, and I'll put my underwear in, like, a girl's bra, and yeah, I'm tired of having to buy, like, $30 a new costume every show. That shit is obnoxious.
Yeah, buying underwear sucks.
Yeah, it already sucks. And then I still have to rhinestone, like, a heart on the back of it and then sew buttons on it so it comes. It's bullshit.
There are so many great songs that would work so well for the visual of a naked clown lifting a bowling ball with his dick.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've still got a couple weeks. I'm still on the lookout for any song that's better.
No shortage of music that would work so well for that.
Mm-hmm.
When you said serious, I was thinking, like, are we getting, like, the Inception soundtrack or something? Or the Requiem for a Dream? Like,
no, that's,
you know,
for the magic.
Right.
That's for the magic.
Which reminds me of when, like, in the South Park episode, when Kenny was a slut for money and does anything, like, when he eats the dog shit, and it's like that, you know, big, like, booming Vegas-style show music.
But yeah, I'm super excited to get to go on a road trip with a magician and do nothing but listen to podcasts and work on magic and talk magic. And I'm staying with a paranormalist that I know up in New York.
Okay.
He used to live down, when I say paranormalist, he is a magician, but he does, like, seances and stuff like that as more his source of income.
Okay.
So he's a magician playing that part all day, every day. And it really does not look as good as I remembered, but it still looks really good.
I mean, compared to a lot of Disney movies, it holds up pretty well.
That chandelier looked better than the
wind. This is the shot. This is the shot we all remember.
That chandelier looks better than the blue curtain on the side.
Definitely, yeah.
Cheers.
This now, is shit.
Now, who's playing this piano? Is the piano playing himself?
Yeah, the piano's just masturbating, and the, Mrs. Potts is like, oh, this is good. Let me just jump in on this. just riffing.
Did he just conduct the other candelabra to not be as bright?
Yeah. So is that candelabra sentient or not? Or
I mean, it could be sentient, but seeing as how it didn't have eyes, I'm assuming it doesn't have a personality. Have you ever
eyes
seen
are kind of the giveaway, right?
Have you seen Of Mice and Men?
No.
Have you read the book?
No. It's not as big a thing over in the UK as it seems to be over here.
Well, clearly not. It's an American book. They make you read it in high school. I would assume that when y'all are in school, British literature is probably like first choice for a lot of things. They make y'all like read Mark Twain and shit?
No.
Yeah, okay.
You read 7 of Shakespeare's books and that's it. Over 3 years.
I don't see why I didn't anticipate that all British kids have to read Shakespeare when they're in school. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But yeah, in Of Mice and Men, there's a smarter, shorter homie, and then his larger, dumb homie as well.
Is that Lemmy or something? Or?
Yeah, Lenny or whatever.
Lenny, yeah.
Who
kind of squeezes a...
the mouse.
Squeezes the mouse, like hugs it so tightly it pops or something.
Because he just likes rubbing the fur because he likes the way it feels.
Yeah.
I assume that dude is the equivalent of what that other candelabra was before he got turned into a candelabra. Now, okay, they are smiling, right? Like, he is happy, they're dancing.
Who, the Beast?
Yeah, okay. If they were to get it on...
I would need to know what that looks like.
Yeah.
He would tear her up.
Yeah, yo. Yeah.
Like, I've seen a lot of Planet Earth and the Discovery Channel, and there is no way that she would come out all right the other end.
Nope. I've seen gorillas kill people doing less.
What did I just read about Angela Lansbury singing that? That song, by the way, I think it was, oh yeah, she was not, she didn't want to sing it, she thought another character would be better suited. Like, she's the fucking director, she gets to just, like, throw those thoughts in there. But, so she did one recording of the song, and that's the one they ended up using for her singing it. Angela Lansbury, what's your favorite Disney movie? Is it this one where she plays a pot that sings the title song, or is it fucking Bedknobs and Broomsticks where she's on a bed fighting Nazis?
Bedknobs and Broomsticks has...
I remember having such fond memories of that film.
Is that the one that has the dude that basically sells, like, snake oil on the street?
Yeah,
Where
yeah.
he has that super dope case that goes from, like, tiny to, like, telescoping and shit? He's got the dopest case.
It's not Dick Van Dyke, but yeah.
Yeah,
the other one.
Yeah. And he's got, like, he slaps his cane on, like, the stick under the banner and shit.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That is the dopest street case in the world. I know so many circus people that would pay thousands of dollars just to own one of those.
Why can't we get a remake of Bedknobs? We're getting a remake of Mary Poppins. Why can't we get a remake of Bedknobs and Broomsticks? Ooh, Mary Poppins. I hadn't thought about this because I haven't. Again, I don't really care about the remakes they're doing. But when they remake Mary Poppins, do you think we're going to get a 2D animation world they jump into, or are they going to go into a 3D Pixar world?
I would hope it would be a 2D animation, just because the representation in the real world that they're jumping into should be a painting of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope with CG right now they could do a 2D animation that would be amazing. However, if it was 3D, almost along the lines of not super realistic heaven and what dreams may come, but when he gets there and everything still looks like a painting,
mm-hmm.
at the you know like. That,
okay.
I'd be willing to watch 3D bullshit like that, too.
Like if...
I don't want you to jump in and then everybody looks like Andy and his mom. That would suck.
You want, like, black outlines and, like, the scratchy style kind of ink and everything, but
yeah.
in a 3D... Kind of like... remember that Pixar short before Wreck-It Ralph, the one with the paper airplanes and shit? It was 3D animation, but it was... it kind of looked like very fluid 2D animation.
Yes.
Something like that might be cool.
Yeah.
In color.
Oh, my God.
Hey, just picking up my mail. Yeah, it is. Did you see the video of when, just looking at LeFou, who's played by Josh Gad in the new movie, did you see the video when he turned up to the Be Our Guest restaurant?
No, was it awesome?
Yeah, it's as awesome as you imagine. Like, he just starts walking around. I mean, he gets like a big fanfare introduction, and he's just walking around with a mic and just doing hugs and shit to the people in the restaurant. And everyone's like getting the camera phones out and everything.
Was he dressed as LeFou?
No. No, he wasn't. He was straight up Josh Gad. That guy's charming, whatever he looks like, honestly.
I mean,
but what's adorable is like when he's throwing the kids, like he's making references to the kids. I guess kids these days might know who Josh Gad is as Olaf, because when he was walking around and like kids come up to him, he's like, "Can I get a warm hug?" As like as Olaf, and that probably like does it for them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you eaten in France over at Epcot? Not real France.
Yes to both, yeah.
Have you seen the Ratatouille rat, the animatronic rat?
No, actually.
At the fine dining restaurant over in France, they have a guy that pushes around like a cart.
Okay, I had heard about that, yeah.
It's one of those like platters. When he lifts up the lid off the platter, there's the rat. Mm-hmm. But in the lid of the platter is the actual button, the remote control for it. So when he lifts it up, it's activated, and he is controlling it to look at people from your occupied hand, so it looks awesome.
Smart.
I want one of those of Olaf, and I want Josh Gad to just do the audio for it. Be like the guys that hidden when the trash can is like beeping around Epcot.
Uh-huh.
The guy that's like walking around in the crowd with a big camera bag and like a hand on his shoulder while he talks into the mic. Or the BB-8. Do we have a BB-8 that roams around in the park yet?
I don't think so, no. We just have the one that shows up in the shows they do.
Yeah, like, it's not going to do all the super cute shit that it did in the movie, but we now know that full-size BB-8s can roll around, right? Like, remote control. Like, we can now... That technology was built and discovered after The Force Awakens, like, came out. Like, people started, oh, I can totally do that for real.
Yeah.
So why don't we have, not a hero BB-8, but a photo of BB-8?
Seems like an obvious choice.
You know, like, when Rey comes out, a BB-8 should roll out with her.
Absolutely.
And do we have face character fins?
No.
Why do
anywhere,
we...
Anywhere, no.
We need face character fins. Other than Princess and the Frog, do we have any African-American male face characters? We're missing a fin, man.
Yeah, we
need a fin.
Anybody.
Disney, you're slacking. God, imagine how disorienting that would be for Cogsworth. Every time he like takes a step to the left, the little thing swings to the left on the inside.
You're constantly staggering around like you're drunk. Just the displacement of weight in your own body.
Mm-hmm. Hogging around with a belly full of water. I love how now you guys want to storm the castle. Like,
it's been there 10 years.
Yeah, there's
they may have forgotten about it. This may be the first day for them.
Yeah, what if this is Groundhog Day?
Mm-hmm. It's true. While this curse is going on, we don't know whether whether Black Bell has aged.
Now, is he pouting, or is that just his lip?
He just looks perpetually sad, doesn't he?
Yeah. I get you, Beast. I get you. Everybody's been there. You give a bitch a library, and she's like, fuck you, I'm leaving for my dad. Oh, I'll get this bitch a library. Bitches love libraries.
So, okay, now, I'm just imagining, like, a bunch of plates and cups jumping out and, like, yeah, there's broken things right there. Are those servants, like, sacrificing themselves, like the mirrors and stuff?
Yeah, and even the crate that just ate the dude.
Yeah.
Okay? He slurped, swallowed, and showed his mouth empty at the end. So that dude is now being digested by the crate.
Yeah.
Okay. Clearly,
in like 20 minutes, he's going to turn into a real person again, by all accounts.
What happens to the digesting person in his belly?
Yeah.
Does it just bust out? Yeah. Does that dude stay full size?
Yeah, all these plates that are getting smashed, are they just dead now? And in that case, like Chip, when he has his little chip in his rim, like, does that mean he has like a gammy leg or something? Like, is he...
He's totally got a Tiny Tim, like, limp.
Yeah, he's got,
no
like, a
way.
Nemo fin. Lucky
fin.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Punk ass.
That guy just jumped inside that wardrobe. Is that rape? I don't know. What are the rules of this universe?
What does that feel like? I mean... I know what rape feels like, but, like, to have somebody actually, like, completely jump inside of you, what does that feel like?
Yeah. Also, Lumiere looked incredibly afraid of all the fire right in front of his face. Does he forget that his head is on fire, like, perpetually?
I mean, his head's on, the top of his head's on fire, but, like, if this part started melting, his face would look all elephant manny.
But, I mean, look, I've lit this candle twice, and look how much has happened to it. This has been a curse that's been going on for 10 years now.
Yeah.
So, surely, if he can keep a fire on top of his head for 10 years, then a fire in front of his face really should not matter at all.
Keep that nice little Le Capo hair flip. You know it. Oh, I'm a getcha. I'm a getcha.
Just kill me already. I am already dead. Ah, you dick.
I didn't mean like that. Gaston, you're fucked up.
Man, Gaston is pretty strong if he can just kick that guy. Because that guy looks fucking heavy, not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you ever tried to kick a cow? Doesn't work. Cows can kick you. You do nothing with a
you
cow.
You lose in that situation.
Yeah, it just looks at you.
The cow just looks at you just like, oh, we're doing this?
I mean, I don't normally eat people or meat, but today I'll make an exception. We have coyotes here in Orlando.
Oh?
I did not know. I found out that they have coyotes over on Disney property.
Oh.
I was in the woods behind my apartment complex recently, blackberry picking, and I went around the corner, and I saw about 20 feet in front of me, it was either a really big dog or it was a fucking coyote, and then I went home and looked up, like, coyotes and shit in our state.
Compare the two.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally a coyote.
Wow.
But he saw me, didn't attack me, saw me, and then clearly he's scared of people because he ran off into the trees like 20 feet and then turned around and laid on his belly and just watched me and didn't stop looking at me until I passed by. Then I passed by again on the way back out, and that son of a bitch followed me till I was like out of his woods.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shit. Didn't attack me, kept his distance. He was just curious.
Super respectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was a big enough coyote that had he wanted to eat me, he probably could have killed me.
Good times.
I'm not going to pick a fight with a pit. Pits are wonderful dogs, but don't piss one off. I'm not doing that with a coyote.
So I think the original ending of this movie is that he, he's going to relent a little bit. He's like, oh, God, the monster I've become looks like the monster I look like from the outside and shit. But the Gaston... does some stabs him or something, and
oh,
then
yeah, that's about to happen, right?
And then Gaston fucking kills himself. Is the original ending like he actually fucking commits suicide, and he's laughing on his way down and shit. And now I guess it's more of an ambiguous. I don't remember the ending of the movie. I'm guessing Beast won't kill him because Beast is supposed to be our hero at this point. But I'm mm-hmm. guessing Gaston tries to kill Beast and he slips, mm-hmm. as Disney villains are wont to do.
When in actuality, he is our hero, but he is just a kidnapper that has done a couple nice things and let you play with some birds in the garden.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, he stabbed the beast, as in the original ending, he stabbed the beast. And then I think when he kind of saw Belle's reaction, he was like, you know, fuck this. Mm-hmm. As well, backwards and shit.
Yeah, but you saw that look on his face and that scream. He's like, Hans Gruber can suck it.
So he's about to turn into the prince. Does that mean he gets healed? Or is he still bleeding? Like, if he turns into a guy and he's still been stabbed,
he'd probably bleed out even easier because yeah. That's a big knife.
Yeah.
I would assume he gets healed.
Let's see where this goes, though. I'd like to see. That's an ending I'd like to see happen.
And then 5 minutes after the credits, he bled out and died.
Yeah, like, you get the happy ending where it's like they kiss and, like, you know, she helps him into the castle, face the black. Prince Adam did not survive the night. Uh-huh. Period. Directed by.
Or like most action horror movies where like the guy and the girl are the left kissing, you know, and the camera pans out, and then 5 minutes later when the police show up, they both get put away for murder. The bad guy disappeared into a cloud of dust. You guys are the suspects.
Yeah. What's inside this chest? Oh my god. Oh, it's a half digested man.
Now, what Superfly outfit was she wearing that she got pink and purple and green and pimp gold?
I'm pretty sure we'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Like now. If he was a pug, you'd spend so much, like, money at Doggy Dental. It's toofy.
And also, it strikes me that Mrs. Potts should have a huge nose. From this original character design.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we're going to see that or not.
I'm assuming the Feather Duster has a fucking amazing ass. Because that's what's been implied this whole time. Like, if she isn't the French maid from Clue...
Whoa. Also, how does this guy not have a beard?
Frozen in time, bruh.
But no, I'm just like, you know, the design of the beast, when he turns into a prince, you want him to be like the handsome guy with the beard, right?
I mean,
the
but
beards
he didn't have
are
a beard
all the fucking rage these days.
Well, these days, but not at that point.
Were beards not cool in the early 90s?
No.
I guess it was all boy band shit back then. Yeah. Or clean shaven. Or soul patch, I guess.
You saw those blue eyes? Disney's all about that Aryan Nation shit. She's like, I like the big furry beast, but I guess I can work with this.
We can make this work.
Yeah. It's your penis is a lot more manageable. Who did you think it was?
You just saw him turn into that.
Yeah, did you think he was Houdini-ing you? Like, who did you think it was? When they went in for that kiss, their lips started elongating. Like, their lips were reaching for the other lips. Yeah.
And the castle gets a paint job as well, to boot.
So not only does it turn people into objects, it turns angels into demons.
Fair.
Oh, that's the ballin' outfit she was wearing that she got so much purple. Where's the blue and green, though? Had to be your knickers. Aww. Riding
Why
the
was
dog.
The kid there? Because in the new movie, she has a husband that's been living in the village for the longest time.
And Potts?
Yeah. And the idea is that, again, like they've been trapped in time, so he doesn't even realize that he had a wife, I think, is the thing. But why was the kid working in the castle? Does Prince Adam have, like, child laborers?
Yeah, was it child labor? Was it bring your cripple child
Look
to work day?
Look at that ball in Flavor Flav clock that Cogsworth is rocking there.
Oh, yeah. Wait, when they change back at the end of the movie, is Ewan McGregor the live-action Lumiere?
I don't know. I have to assume so.
Had to be.
No, they're going to jail, son. Yes, because you have like 13 kids.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's been starting franchises.
That's an excellent metaphor for whoring around.
Yeah, I'm not going to slut shame you, but some people are of the whorish persuasion. Mrs. Potts, maybe that one.
I'm not a slut. I'm just starting a franchise.
I mean, why not?
Killer.
I mean, the end, like, those stained glass shots, though, are on point. Those are so heavily remastered.
Absolutely. The whole movie looks really clean, honestly. Like, you know, animated movies are very susceptible to the whole jumping around frame shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's been a lot of love going on to this.
There was only a couple spots where it seemed kind of jumpy, and those were always, like, distant shots.
Mm-hmm.
Where the drawing's so tiny that, honestly, you wouldn't notice if it wasn't being viewed on this big-ass TV.
Because they were working with such a low resolution anyway. And,
mm-hmm. and in the theater, nobody cared.
No, absolutely. Imagine if you look back at Little Mermaid or anything was made prior to the whole computer system they had, it's going to look a lot worse nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. It was a little prettier than I remember. Gaston is such an asshole.
Yes.
He's such an asshole.
There's no reason as to why he's so revered in this community.
Yeah, he's so rapey.
Mm-hmm.
He's so
Bradley
rapey.
Michael Pierce, this is what I meant to bring up. The kid who plays Chip, do you know what else he did?
Uh-uh.
He is the kid from Jumanji.
Monkey Boy?
Monkey Boy, yeah.
Oh, cool!
He hasn't done much else, but he had a good couple years.
When is that reboot coming out?
Next year, I think.
Is it
a
sequel or a reboot?
It's a reboot because they're playing a video game at this point. Because, you know, 2017.
Yeah.
With Jack Black and...
Yeah. Don't negate Robin Williams. Be a sequel.
I don't think... If it's a sequel, then you have to explain why suddenly the board game has turned into a video game. Although you could do that, as Reddit have done, because, again, to the rescue... The game of Jumanji, apparently, it adapts to whatever is the most enticing form of, like, you know, what's going to draw people into its trap the mm-hmm. easiest. And nowadays, of course, it's a video game, so.
I saw a super sick Jumanji set of Instructables where the dude even installed, like, a mini, like, projector, like, into his thick little boards, so messages would actually pop up on the...
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. It looked movie quality. It was so cool, man.
Yeah, I'm playing Wait and See on that. I'm playing Wait and See on a lot of reboots, honestly.
Yeah, I'm also not looking forward to the Flatliners reboot.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah, Ellen Page is in it. The dude that was in Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights, and Rogue One, Spanish actor with a mustache, dies on the beach at the end.
Of which one?
Rogue One.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's in it, and it's... Where is the first one... Where is the one with Kiefer Sutherland was more like a horror movie, uh-huh. I guess.
Right.
This comes across like kind of horror movie, definite acid trip.
Okay.
It's interesting, but I like the original, man. Don't fuck it up. Alan Menken.
He's like Disney legend, right?
Mm-hmm. Alan Menken's the bee's knees, man. Duck's nuts, cat's pajamas.
Did he do, he didn't do like him. Did he do Moana? Or Aladdin? One of the two?
Maybe Aladdin. Moana was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
But a few other people as well.
Well, yeah.
Not just him, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not just the workhorse of entertainment right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
This was a good movie to watch.
Yeah.
It was timely.
Yeah.
Good fun. It's It's more fun than I remember it being, honestly. I gotta say. Until next time, my name is Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
Thank you for joining us, and good night.